Pulitzer Prize-winning composer John Adams has written operas about Richard Nixon and the atom bomb, but this week New Yorkers are getting his take on something a little more upbeat, a mythical love story set in South India. The opera is called A Flowering Tree, and it premieres tonight as part of the Mostly Mozart Festival. A Flowering Tree is a far cry from Adams' last New York appearance. His opera, Dr. Atomic, told the story of the Manhattan Project. And in 2002, Adams won a Pulitzer for a choral work commemorating the victims of the 9/11 attacks. For this project, Adams wanted to move his focus away from destruction and warfare.
And I felt this real need to kind of reconnect with the natural world, and in this case, the sort of prehistoric world, which is the world of fable and folklore.
At a recent dress rehearsal at Jazz at Lincoln Center's Rose Hall, director Peter Sellers said that A Flowering Tree may be set in the mythical past, but the opera explores contemporary issues.
Flowering Tree treats very directly the ecological crises of this generation and some of the real crises of youth all over the world.
Sellers has collaborated with Adams on several projects, including his 1987 opera about Nixon's meeting with China's Chairman Mao. He says the differences between historical fact and fanciful mythology aren't really that great.
Richard Nixon is a mythological being. Mao Zedong is a mythological being, and everybody makes of them what they will. You know, there's a little bit of story that you're told or that is gets passed on, but of course, we've created these things as our own myths, which contain all the things we feel or we need to say or think about this world.
A Flowering Tree had its world premiere in Vienna in 2006, but it makes its New York debut this summer, tonight in fact, as part of the Mostly Mozart Festival at Lincoln Center. And WNYC's Evening Music just had its own festival in honor of Mozart. You can find more details about both events on the culture page of our website, WNYC.org.